Good evening. I'm Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together we bring you the NZART official broadcast for June 2022. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's broadcast. Leading the lineup tonight is Presidential Comment. Here's our NZART President, Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI. Mark?
Kia ora and pamari. As you may be aware, the current NZART Treasurer, Evan Sayer, has decided it is time to put down the Excel spreadsheets, put the calculator down and move on. Evan has been in the role for well over 20 years and has made the decision as the time is right for him to pass the role to another person. NZART Council has accepted Evan's leaving and will begin the search for a replacement. I wish to thank Evan for his outstanding service over this long time as we look forward to finding the new person. Evan has agreed to be present at the NZART conference in Wellington in September, which will be his last. I am sure that you will join with NZART Council and myself with your thanks at this meeting and other events over the weekend. So, the vacancy is now open and we are looking for expressions of interest in the role of NZART and AREC Treasurer. A job description is being prepared and will be available soon. NZART wishes to shortlist applicants and go to interview as soon as possible so that the smooth handover of roles can be completed. Please register your interest at NZART headquarters via email in the first instance. Also, at its June meeting, NZART Council has made the decision to not produce a call book this year. This decision is based upon the current deficit NZART is running for the 2022 financial year. This year, NZART has financially supported the district plan review in Porirua, which required a substantive investment of funds. NZART Council agreed to this investment as if Porirua had followed the Kapiti District Council's outcome, amateur radio in Porirua would have been severely curtailed. NZART Council believes that other Wellington-based district councils would look to Porirua's outcome and use it as if for their own. By standing against the Porirua district plan and receiving a much better outcome, the whole of the Wellington region has benefited. This includes Wellington City, Lower and Upper Hutt cities, and the Wairarapa councils as well. Te Tahi Bay Branch 42 has contributed as much as possible financially to the process, but the costs were well beyond their ability to pay the full amount. To ensure members are not disadvantaged by this decision, the repeater maps and beacons will be reproduced via the NZART website and, where possible, in Braken. This will also include club and branch listings and the like, also within Braken, where there is space to do so. This decision to use NZART funds in this way was also signed off by NZART's Treasurer. The review of the 2-metre, 70-centimetre band plan is progressing well. And remember, if you have any input, please make your view known to Warren Harris, ZL2AJ. Details are on the NZART website. I'm pleased to announce that a new NZART branch has started from the Tokoroa area and will be named South Waikato, using the branch number of 57. I also believe that another branch north of Auckland is in the process of becoming active again, which is pleasing to see. This is arresting the usual slide of branches into recess. As you are aware, 2 remits are up for discussion and voting at the upcoming NZART conference in Wellington. If you require a visit from your local councillor, then please get in touch with them so that they can attend your meetings as you discuss these remits. They can provide input into your decision-making process. Last weekend, it was good to get out of Wellington and travel to Palmerston North for Branch 20's mini junk sale. The weather out of Wellington was fine and even warmed up as the day went on. It was good to catch up with members of Branch 20 and those who travelled for the sale on the day. After returning to Wellington, the weather wasn't as good and the rain started and the temperatures dropped away. However, it was a good day out. Finally, a restructure of NZART headquarters is underway, with changes to the reporting lines and other minor changes to the running of the national office. NZART HQ staff affected by the changes are currently in the consultation process and it is expected that the changes will be completed by the end of July. Also, as part of this process, Other accounting packages and membership packages are being evaluated by the NZAOT Treasurer and the Business Manager. Although this has been signalled by me in the past, the membership package which was reviewed was found not to be suitable for NZAOT's purpose. I'm expecting to move both systems into cloud-based systems to remove the reliance on a single PC based at NZAOT headquarters. I hope to have this completed by December this year so that both systems are up and ready for NZAOT's new financial year commencing on the 1st of January 2023. That's all from me, and back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Mark. NZAOT President Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI. It's just a few weeks away now to the Whangarei Amateur Radio Club Branch 28's annual used equipment sale on Saturday, the 23rd of July. The sale will be held at their club rooms, 500 State Highway 14, Manu, Whangarei. Doors open for sellers at 9 a.m. and for buyers at 10 a.m. Refreshments will be on sale. The Auckland VHF Group Branch 66 will be attending with a selection from their trading table. Bookings for a 900mm sales table at $10 are available. Contact Paul ZL1PC 021-926-952, 021-926-952. Note, there'll also be a sit-down hamburger meal at the club rooms at 5 p.m. Make your own burger with supplied ingredients, $6 each, and BYO drinks. The Whangarei team look forward to seeing you at this friendly social event. You might even find a bargain to add to your existing collection. And that invitation and information from Alan Walker, ZL1AW, Secretary of Whangarei Branch 28. Again, the date for the Whangarei equipment sale, Saturday, 23rd of July. We head to Upper Hutt now and join our NZAOT Business Manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL. Greetings, Debbie.
Kia ora, Jim, and pomaria, everyone. Well, as I've only been at work for two of the last 4 weeks, there's not a lot of news. I have just returned from the RFU ANZ conference and exhibition. It's awesome to see the world opening up and people feeling more at ease with social gatherings. RSM presented a number of forums, which I attended. One in particular was of interest to the amateur world. The implementation of the new radio frequency register, RRF, or as we know it, SMART, has been delayed until approximately February 2023, due mainly to RSM wanting to ensure the system is fully functional and without errors. What does this mean to amateurs? Very little at the moment, but I had mentioned earlier that information required on new candidates would change when applying for a call sign. This is still some way off, so all supervisors, please continue to use all existing forms. You will be notified when these changes come into effect. I will leave all the other information updates for our ALOs to report. Lastly, we have received a number of deposits into our conference bank account. Please remember to complete the conference registration form, which can be found on our website or in the latest break-in. These can be scanned and sent to me electronically to NZART at nzart.org.nz or by post. I need to make sure I have your correct information and any special dietary requirements. That's all from me, Jim. Mā te wā, until next time. Mauri ora, stay well.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, NZART's Business Manager. NZART conference this year is to be held on Saturday, September 10th and Sunday, September 11th at the Brentwood Hotel, 16 Kemp Street, Kilburnie in Wellington. Now for details and to register, go to the conference website www.nzart-conference.nz. And to contact the organisers, you can email them at contact@nzart-conference.nz. NZART Conference 2022 in Wellington on September the 10th and 11th. down to Christchurch now to update on activities for some NZART branches with Stephen Zedell, 4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Just a few items tonight, and we start with the Western Suburbs Radio Club, Branch 03, NZART, where the midwinter dinner is to be held at 6:30 p.m. at the Titirangi RSA on the 20th of July. Now, if it's slipped your memory to let the club know that you want to go, it's not too late to do so. So if you do need to let the club know, contact Grant by email. And the email is grunter13@gmail.com. Over to Hastings NZART Branch 13 now. And the famous Branch 13 donated junk auction will be held on the 27th of July after the 7 p.m. Branch 13 general meeting. Bring your donations and money for a fun night to help with branch funds. Also, notice of a workshop in Napier for those interested in making any electronic project using modern, free design software for their own projects. The group meets at the Napier Clubrooms every second Monday, starting at 7 p.m, and it's open to all. It covers free design and layout software, as well as soldering techniques and so on. So it's held every second Monday at the Napier Amateur Radio Clubrooms on Latham Street, starting at 7 p.m. Bring a laptop with you with Windows 10 installed. And for more information on this event and the timing, contact the branch newsletter. Wellington NZART Branch 50 has a social group meeting planned for Tuesday the 28th of June at 1:30 p.m. at the QTH of George ZL2AG, which is at 14 Vicenta Avenue in Nio. Wellington Branch's next shed workshop is on Sunday the 3rd of July. And the topic is Tips and Tricks for the ICOM IC7300 Part 2, continuing on from last month's shed workshop. And this will involve demonstration of software, exploring more features of the IC7300, and revisiting items like connecting a larger screen. All members are welcome to present their knowledge on the ICOM 7300. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. Finally tonight, a reminder of the NZART Memorial Contest. This contest has been held every year since 1946 to commemorate those New Zealand amateur radio operators who lost their lives in World War II. This year's contest is to be held next weekend, Saturday the 2nd and Sunday the 3rd of July, from 2000 to 2300 New Zealand Standard Time. There are 3 one-hour operating periods each evening. It's an 80-metre only contest. A station may be contacted twice during each operating period, once on SSB and once on CW, provided that contacts are not consecutive. Full NZART Memorial Contest details and rules can be found in the latest issue, that's number 454, of HQ Infoline, or under Activities and Contests tab on the NZART webpage. www.nzart.org.nz. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday the 31st of July. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for June 2022. Good night, everyone. Good night now.